This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:49 in the morning, you are listening to The Morning Run with Shazana and Xiaoning. Now, according to Prime Minister Datuk Sri Ismail Sabri, discussions will be held soon between relevant ministries regarding a special moratorium for SMEs. He said the matter will be discussed with the Ministries of Entrepreneur Development and Cooperatives as well as the MOF.
So this followed comments last Saturday by the National Recovery Council Chairman Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin, who said that financial institutions should consider another round of special moratoriums to give micro SMEs more time to recover from the pandemic. He cited that some businesses were still struggling to get back on their feet after suffering losses of between 30 to 40% during COVID-19 pandemic, with some of them even having gone out of business.
But is this actually a good idea? Are moratoriums the way to go to help small businesses at this juncture, or should the government be looking to assist in other productive ways? For some thoughts on this, we have on the line with us Carmelo Ferlito, the CEO at the Center for Market Education. Carmelo, good morning. Always good to have you. Now, the Prime Minister said that relevant ministries will be discussing the proposal for a special loan moratorium for SMEs. Do you think loan moratoriums at this juncture is a good idea, or could it actually create more harm than good?
Hi, good morning. Well, I think that it is good that the government is looking at the problems of SMEs, so that there is attention and the recognition that there are still problems on the ground, that we are not yet away from the crisis that touched us for the past 2 years. But at the same time, I believe that probably insisting on the loan moratorium is not really the right way to go. We should probably deploy different tools. I see loan moratorium introducing, if prolonged over time, introducing a mindset like, you know, debts somehow no need to be paid. And this is a very dangerous mindset. At the same time, it doesn't play in favor of reducing inflationary pressures because it maintains an excess of quantity of money into circulation. And additionally, it creates uncertainties in the moment in which contracts are stipulated between parties, because then the terms of contracts goes too much in favor of debtor, and therefore long-term contracts become less of an option in the normal commercial negotiations as a matter of mentality.
Okay, Carmelo, I'm going to wear my capitalist hat for a moment. Do such moratoriums actually just prop up what some people will say are zombie companies that should actually just go out of business?
Well, you know, it's complex. It may help companies that eventually really need that help. It may help at the same time, like you said, keeping alive zombie companies. It can create effects on banks, obviously, because we never look at the side of the creditors in this case. So, as I mentioned also in the occasion of past loan moratoriums, probably at this regard, a more targeted approach should be incentivized, whereby the banks decide case by case with their customers, eventually a process of restructuring their debts, knowing also which companies are indeed zombie companies and which ones instead just need a little bit of push to go back on track. And in this case, there is no interest in the bank either to strangle the company. So I think that the banks and their customers are a better position to have a case-by-case approach to the matter.
Carmelo, recent figures showed that Malaysia is at a record level when it comes to retail spending. I think we're up some 63% in Q2. So this would indicate strong consumer confidence. If consumption isn't really the issue, what do you think are the challenges faced by small businesses today?
First of all, we should take these numbers also with a little bit of prudence, in the sense that numbers in terms of increase or decrease are always based on a baseline. So Malaysia was the only country in lockdown last year in Q2 and Q3 regionally, or one of the few. So obviously now that the economy restarted is recording stellar performances, but because the baseline was very low. So we should read also the numbers at this level. Secondly, SMEs do not only work for producing goods that are directly destined to the final consumers. They also work as a part of a bigger supply chain. So I think that where they struggle is probably in getting back on track in the structure of the supply chain, because in this recovery we are experiencing, investments are the part that is still struggling the most, and therefore if bigger companies do not invest, do not grow, also the smaller pieces of that supply chain suffer as a consequence.
Okay, so Carmelo, let's talk about those companies which probably just need a little bit of assistance to get back up on their feet. What do you think they really want? Aside from, of course, everybody doesn't want to pay off their loans, but realistically, what other initiatives should the government consider to help these businesses recover?
I think that we could act mainly on two lines. One is on tax incentives. So try to figure out something with the next budget in terms of schemes or exemption of tax and etc. And the other is, and I think I'm not the only one saying this, is the labor crunch. So there is an issue with accessing the labor market that is making difficult for many small and medium enterprises to get back on track. Because I know that many in these cases talk also about the opportunities for this digitalization and automation, but we have to be very careful in analyzing this, because digitalization, automation, technical progress are possible when certain economies of scale are present. And in the case of micro businesses or small businesses, this is not often the case. So solving their labor issues, I think, would be definitely the way to go, together with tax incentives.
I'd like to get your thoughts on how the government has been communicating its policies, Carmelo. We have seen how small businesses recently complained about the recent Bangnagara decision to increase the OPR, saying that it will burden borrowers and cause revenue problems. But on the other hand, we do know that inflation is an issue. So how should the government reconcile this divergence? What kind of balance do they need to achieve?
But being the government, the one that created inflation, is not well positioned to convince the public that they are serious in fighting inflation. This is my little take on the issue. But obviously here, again, we can't break our legs and hope to get back and running in a matter of few minutes. Yeah. So the legs have been broken. And 1.5 years or 2 years ago, when policies were implemented that would have been created inflation, there was nobody except a few economists telling that policies would have been created inflation. Not the opposition, not the businesses, but inflation was about to come and was predictable. Now it has been created, and it is very painful to get out of it. What the government could do is indeed to persist in a strategy of fighting inflation, in which raising the interest rate is not enough, definitely is not enough. And in order to be credible, it should start with cutting government spending, because that's the way in which you show, because inflation comes from an excess of quantity of money. So if you want to be serious in fighting that, you need to start withdrawing money. And rationalizing government expenditures would be probably the most important signal of seriousness in tackling the issue.
Carmelo, we have less than a minute, but we'd like to know, what would you like to see in Budget 2023? What's on your wish list?
Tax reform, definitely. So with better enforcement and rationalization of our tax system. Liberalization of the labor market and pushing for this at regional level, and rationalization of the incentive schemes for both domestic and foreign investments.
Carmelo, thanks very much for speaking with us. That was Carmelo Ferlito, the CEO at the Center for Market Education, giving us his reactions to the proposal of a special loan moratorium for SMEs. I think he says that that may not be the right measure to help them at this point of time.
Yeah, I mean, we do recognize the importance of SMEs when it comes to the Malaysian economy. They clearly are the backbone. They are also the biggest employers out there. But the thing is, if you're still struggling after 3 years or 3 years into the pandemic and we have already reopened our economy, things are chugging along, and you still need a loan moratorium, I have question marks about the viability of the business, whether that business you're in is in a structural decline. And yes, it may be an unpopular thing to comment on, but not every business is going to survive, right? And the question then is, are we then throwing good money after bad? And if we do want to help those who are struggling, and this struggling is, I want to use the word temporary, is giving them a loan moratorium the best solution? Should we consider other measures, maybe a form of subsidies, maybe a tax benefits, maybe looking at the respective businesses to understand why they're failing in the first place? Could it be the fact that they're not reaching the audience that they need to? Could they need help in terms of transforming into a more digital platform, for example, rather than just a blanket loan moratorium?
I agree. And Carmelo did also say that loan moratoriums do have that unintended effect of giving the impression that you don't have to pay back your debts, which is not good for
any
business.
And sometimes it creates inflation, right? That's what happens, what we see happening in the United States.
It is 7:59 in the morning. We're heading into the 8 a.m. news bulletin. And then after that, on the breakfast grill, Keith Kam will be speaking to Victor Sim, the managing director of Tyson Foods Malaysia. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.